So let's go ahead and get on to the Women's History Month about, or the Women's History Month portion of this episode. So I wanted to do the matchups. And when I say matchups, I mean combat. Okay? I'm getting combative, divisive for Women's History Month. Yeah. I want to see two, or not two, but all of these matchups. What we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We got 10 matchups here that I would like to see in the MCU going forward, okay? So let's start with the first one. And these are not, it's not in order of importance. You know, this is just 1 through 10, okay? So we got Kahori versus Captain Marvel. And I just would love to see these two go at it. You know why? You know why? Bro, both are powered by the Tesseract. And I would love to see who would cave first. As strong as Kahori look, you gotta remember Captain Marvel is just as strong. Now, that is an animated version. We're talking a live action version. But same time, bro, I think that they'll probably try to work Kahori in. You know, they'll probably try to work her in. So I can see that coming, man. I can see that coming for sure. And so also I think why this would be a good matchup as well, just power levels, man. You know, and this is what I try to do with this entire list, is try to make the fight make sense, right? So I think with her power levels, they're probably equal. You know, now we've seen Carol do a little more, because she was able to fight off an alien army as opposed to Kahori fighting off, what was she fighting off, the Spanish or some shit? Like, you know, shout out to her, but she hasn't done what, you know, Carol Danvers has. So with that being said, I think I'll take Captain Marvel in that. But Kahori, man, she another monster. And I would love to see those two fight it out, duke it out, you know, for Women's History Month. let's go Black Panther, Shuri versus Gamora. Now, that might be a tough one to sell for some people, considering that Shuri is the Black Panther and she recreated the heart-shaped herb. But Gamora is the fiercest woman in the galaxy, the strongest woman in the galaxy. Or I don't know about strongest, but the what do they call her? I know Thanos called her something about the best warrior, female warrior in the galaxy. So, you know, that'd be a matchup I would love to see. And I mean, she has been downplayed egregiously in the MCU with her skill set. I feel like it was more on display in the first one, a little more, but not as much as you would like. I think Gamora really gets down. And I think Gamora, you know, I'm not saying she would win for sure, but I think she could stand her own and it could be a decent fight. You know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, Shuri would just get her just because she's the Black Panther, you know, and if she's fighting with that. But, you know, if it was obviously Gamora versus just Shuri without, you know, the heart-shaped herb and all that, you know, obviously Gamora will win. But with the, you know, with the claws and her suit and all that, I think she would win against Gamora probably, you know, not easily, but fairly, you know, like it'd be a fight, you know. I think it'd be a fight, but for sure, I think Shuri will win as the Black Panther. So let's go here. Okoye versus Yelena. And I think this was an amazing fight. Shout out to Bree. She picked this one personally. I remember this because we was going crazy when she came up with this fight. So yeah, Okoye versus Yelena will be a good one. We could see them go hand to hand, and I haven't seen, I can't remember Yelena using too many weapons, but we can see how maybe she could be going good with the weapons. So I think Yelena versus Okoye will be great, you know, with the hands. I mean, we seen Okoye, she was standing her own against those, I forget their names, but from Wakanda Forever. She stood her own, and if they weren't superhuman, like powered by, you know, the vibranium, she would have beat though. Like all of them, she would have won. So I think it'd be a tough fight. I think it'd be definitely be a tough fight for Okoye and for Yelena for sure. But at the end of the day, I think Okoye would get the better. I think she's just a more seasoned fighter. I mean, you gotta think she was the leader of an army, you know, well, obviously the general of the army. I don't want to say the leader because the leader is the Black Panther, but I mean, she was the general. She was the right hand, you know. So I think definitely Okoye just has the upper hand, and I think they are just more skilled as opposed to the widows, right? When I say the Dora Milaje. I mean, think about how easily they handle Falcon and the Winter Soldier along with Zemo. Like, I mean, they took Bucky's arm off. You know what I mean? So I just think with that, come on, man. You got to ride with Okoye, man. Just better training, I think they're just better than the former. Who we got next? Miss Marvel versus Kate Bishop. This is another Brie one. Brie was cooking, I ain't gonna hold you. Miss Marvel versus Kate Bishop, obviously close in age. Miss Marvel should be around 17, 18, probably 18 now. By the next time we see her, she should be 18 or 19. And I don't want to say that's that close in age because right now, you know, Kate is 23. Yeah, so it's not really that close in age. But still, just the post-credit scene, her walking up in her crib. And, you know, she got the upper hand on her already. Miss Marvel on Kate Bishop. Now, I would like to see in that moment, Kate Bishop probably, you know, is like, oh, well, you think like we're gonna just start a group, you up in my crib and just try to whoop her. I think that would be amazing. And I would just love to see the light skills from Miss Marvel versus Kate Bishop's archery. Now, why I think this could be a good matchup is because Kate Bishop whooped Kingpin. And as hard as that is to believe, and as much as that made me sick to my stomach, even then, yeah, man. I think I would like to see that. I think they could match up well because, yo, Miss Marvel, when she had like, I think when she was in front of her idol, she was able to scrap, but her fighting is just not, I think her fighting isn't where it should be. You know what I mean? Like when she was on that planet, I forget what the name of the planet, you know, the singing planet with all the water. When she was on that planet, dude had to tell her to use her scarf. Like she was acting timid. Like she does that from time to time. So maybe Kate Bishop having the confidence after beating down Kingpin could actually get her. But I mean, based on skill set, I would go with Ms. Marvel. But when it comes to the cojones, I'm taking Kate Bishop in this fight for the W. Next, we got Scarlet Witch versus Storm. And Bro, I think this could be a good fight. Now, we haven't seen Storm yet in the MCU, but we know she's coming. And I think this could be a good fight because, yes, we did see Scarlet Witch tear down, Carmitage, but Storm, she can make it rain now. She can make it lightning. She can do some things, okay? Like maybe it can cause some discomfort to Scarlet Witch, but ultimately, obviously, Scarlet Witch wins this fight. Shout out to my Nubian queen, Storm. But the milk wins on this one, I can't even hold you. The white Nubian queen wins on this one, Elizabeth Olsen. She's gonna take the W. I just think she was just better, I think she would be better. I think Storm could give her a fight, throw some lightning at her, maybe, make it hot or something. I don't know if she can make it hot, but maybe you never know. But I think Storm could do a little something, but she end up losing, quite easily. Monica Rambeau versus Maya. Okay. So we know Maya got the hands and the feet, obviously, with her metal boot or her prosthetic. She can really scrap. But from what I've seen from Monica, she got some dog in her too. When we talking about the scene, what went down at the crib at the Khan family. I think that she could really get busy. So I think that would make for a really good fight. Monica Rambeau versus Maya Lopez. Now, let's just say that Monica has the amount of grit to really give Maya has the amount of grit, the right amount of grit to get sticky, get nasty, get dirty with Monica. And I'm not sure if Monica would be able to respond to that as well. I think it'll get her in the beginning. Maybe she'll phase through her and sock her in the back of the head or something. But other than that, I think if it's a straight up fight, give me Maya, bro. Give me Maya. I think she would win. Straight up her versus, Monica Rambeau. And don't know. Maybe you think she could phase through Monica? Maybe. I don't know. So we got She-Hulk versus the Wasp. Why would I want to see this? Because She-Hulk is big, the Wasp is small. It only makes sense. Like, it only makes sense. But don't let it fool you because the Wasp, she killed Kang the Conqueror. Oh my God. The worst decision Marvel ever made, bro. The worst decision they ever made, but it happened. Okay. I can't really think of anyone viable that, She-Hulk beat. Like, she beat some lames. She didn't even beat anyone in her season finale. Think I'll take the Wasp in that. I think that's an easy cleanup. I think that's an easy cleanup. I think the Wasp would wash She-Hulk. And I don't even think it's close. All She-Hulk really got is that little stupid clap, I think the Wasp would actually do her dirty. I don't even think I'm not even gonna be nice about this one. I don't even think it'd be close. I mean, she beat Kang the Conqueror. You gotta give her points for that. I don't know, man. She beat. Now, this wasn't Kang at his peak, at his height, but I still think because she beat Kang, you gotta give her the edge. This is a repeat, but I still want to see it. Captain Marvel versus Rogue, and it's not a repeat, but it's a repeat with Captain Marvel. Yo, I want to see Captain Marvel. Yeah, I want to see Captain Marvel against Rogue. Now, if you guys know, if you watch the actual X-Men series, Captain Marvel and Rogue actually fought and Rogue like stole Captain Marvel's powers. Like, and actually she washed Captain Marvel. And when I say washed, like she washed Captain Marvel, had her in the hospital sick, thought she's thinking she's about to die. Like she did Captain Marvel something serious. So I would like to see that matchup, that rematch in the MCU, right? And I would want to see how that will play out now with, you know, a different Captain Marvel. Because, yeah, she was the shit then too, but this is a different Captain Marvel. So I would like to see that play out and how that could play out, you know? That's what I want to see. And then we can do another repeat because we did say Gamora. But let's do Gamora versus Valkyrie. Just because they both aliens, I don't know. And they both wield swords. That's why I would really want to see Valkyrie versus Captain Marvel, and or not Captain Marvel, Valkyrie versus Gamora, and who could win that fight. I think that would be super duper interesting. So, yeah, what do you guys think about me causing division in Women's History Month? No, but for real. What do you think about the list? You know, you guys got any list ideas? Let me know in the comment section below. Obviously, this is going to be on YouTube and Apple Podcasts and all that stuff. So make sure you like, commenting, and subscribing to Kevin 27 World. And make sure you 5-star rating Straight Outta Marvel on Instagram or Spotify and podcasts. Okay.